Some Zimbabweans believe that the SADC leaders will fight for the empowerment of people in the region with the new chairman, President Robert Mugabe, courting his colleagues to use his black economic empowerment model. Shelley Kapuyanyika Matundu is among local people who think that the summit's theme, leveraging the region's diverse resources for sustainable economic and social transformation through beneficiation and value addition, was well-timed. Matundu, an advocacy officer with the Christian Legal Society, says President Mugabe will use the theme to fight for black economic empowerment during his chairmanship of the regional bloc.
I want to believe that the president is going to use that as a way of advancing black empowerment. The SADC platform will be the best platform to ensure that the ordinary black person is empowered economically and also socially.
She says the other leaders will embrace Mr. Mugabe's push for black economic empowerment, though Zimbabwe's scheme of transferring 51% stakes of foreign companies appears to be unpopular.
I want to believe they are all on the same page, that they are ordinary citizens need to benefit from the resources that they have. You cannot be working for nothing in your own home. You have to at least ensure that you benefit something there.
Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says it is unlikely that President Mugabe will use the SADC chairmanship to push for his black economic agenda.
Most of the leaders in SADC don't actually buy into Mugabe's ideology of black economic empowerment. So I don't think he's going to really be able to leverage his influence on other SADC leaders.
He says most regional leaders do not support Zimbabwe's black economic model.
I don't see that theme actually being translated into tangible deliverables that will result in pro-poor and inclusive development for the people. I think the major challenge we have in SADC is that our leaders are good at talking, but they lack the requisite will and commitment to translate that rhetoric into action.
African National Congress Secretary General Kwete Mantashe last week made it clear that South Africa will not be adopting some controversial policies Mr. Mugabe has embarked on, such as the land reform program. Mantashe blames them for Zimbabwe's economic problems. Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions echoes Chitambara's sentiments, saying President Mugabe's black economic empowerment program is unpopular in the SADC region.
Countries might decide not to accept Mugabe's policies, especially the indigenization, land grab, these empowerment policies. So I don't think that to be just people falling over what Zimbabwe has been doing from the other countries. I don't think so.
He says the SADC summit was a mere talk show.
These are mere words. They will not mean anything. You should understand that over the years, workshop after the workshop, meeting after the meeting, summit after the meeting, African countries have always been talking about Africa is so rich, how they are going to harness those resources. But Africa is so poor. That has been the song over the years. So that will not change anything. It's an event in Victoria Falls where those elites are gathering there and discuss and go back home and do nothing.
Godwin Piri, director of the youth group Incha, agrees, noting that African leaders have a bad record in taking care of the needs of the people.
I think it's easy to come up with resolutions, but I think the challenge that we face is whether those resolutions will be actually implemented on the ground. I think the challenge that we have, particularly for countries like Zimbabwe, is how to attract the kind of investment that can see these countries meaningfully benefiting from those natural resources.
Matundu hopes that the leaders will harness natural resources like diamonds to benefit local people.
We are hoping that since Zimbabwe has taken over as the region's chair, we are hoping that we will strive to ensure that the Southern African resources benefit the ordinary person.
SADC member states are mobilizing $500 billion needed for infrastructure development under the region's ambitious infrastructure development master plan. This has so far proved to be a Herculean task, as the 15 member SADC states are struggling to raise even the $60 billion for the first phase of the program. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.